Focus on Climate. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. President Biden was in Egypt earlier today for an international climate summit. The president saying when he took office, the U.S. immediately joined the Paris Climate Agreement and apologized for the withdrawal by the previous administration. The president also discussing efforts by the U.S. to fight climate change.
Sum total of the actions my administration is taking puts the United States on track to achieve our Paris Agreement goal of reducing emissions 50 to 52% below 25 levels by 2005 levels by 2030.
The president is now traveling to Cambodia for a meeting of Southeast Asian leaders, then a group of 20 summit meeting for leaders of the world's largest economies in Bali, Indonesia. The vote counting continues today in Arizona and Nevada, where two key Senate races remain too close to call. Those races, along with a runoff election in Georgia, will determine which party controls the Senate next year. In the House, Republicans need to win just 7 of the 31 undecided races to win a majority in that chamber. Russian troops have withdrawn from the only major city captured during nearly 9 months of war in Ukraine.
This is in the southern part of the country. The Russian defense officials said they left no equipment behind from a region they now consider theirs in the annexation announcement that occurred along with the proclaimed annexation of three other areas. This does mark a turning point in this particular counteroffensive, as Ukrainian forces had begun pushing back in Kharkiv and Kherson with some success in early September.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Tropical storm Nicole is now a tropical depression, dumping heavy rain in places from Georgia to New York after hitting Florida early yesterday as a Category 1 hurricane. Dozens of homes and high-rises have been declared structurally unsafe in the Daytona Beach area. At least 5 deaths are now blamed on that storm. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Days after Americans cast ballots in the midterms, the White House says it's happy democracy prevailed, but say threats to it aren't over.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said 2020 election deniers are still out there and that democracy is still endangered. However, midterm ballots were cast by voters who weren't intimidated.
You did see that from the American people. But again, it's still under threat. One election will not change that, right? And so there's still work to be done.
Jean-Pierre says the president believes Americans will step up to defend democracy, even as our politics and some elections remain contentious. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Two Iranian-born brothers were charged in Sweden with aggravated espionage, accused of spying for Russia and its military intelligence service for around a decade. One of the men worked for Sweden's domestic intelligence agency. Bruce Springsteen's releasing an album covering soul music.
Springsteen explores his soulful side in his latest album of legendary Motown era covers, With Only the Strong Survive. This is Springsteen's 21st studio album, which celebrates the rocker's voice. The Boss will cover 15 soul music gems. In a press release for the album, Springsteen says he will put his vocals front and center, something he said has always played second, third, or fourth to other elements in his music, like composition, arrangements, and melodies. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Elon Musk is warning Twitter employees to brace for what he calls difficult times ahead that might end with the collapse of the social media platform if they can't find new ways of making money. Musk's first company-wide message to employees ordered them to stop working from home and show up in the office. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.